in the world going on out here?
All these people are here for the merch, but we're sold out.
They're here for the merch?
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing. The merch is amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
The merch is amazing.
Subscribe now. Welcome to The Fallen State. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Help us to fight censorship by hitting the thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. Ding dong, ding dong. Ring the bell. All right. I do appreciate it. I have with me a very mamma mia, hola, si senor, senor C, interesting guest today. I have not met him until now. I looked at some of his previous videos and things like that. I have with me China Mac, and he is a rapper and the host of Mac Eats, Mac's World, and the Mac Talk Podcast. Thank you for coming, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
You're a busy young man.
Trying to keep myself busy.
Yeah. You like being busy?
I love it.
Oh, good, man. And it's amazing that you are a rapper. How did you, so you're walking down the road one day and decide, hey, I want to rap. How did you become, decide
why is it amazing?
How did you decide?
Why would you say it's amazing?
Because I never met a Chinese rapper in person, so it's just amazing. That's one of the reasons I'm so excited about talking to you.
That's cool. Hip hop is like, you know, it transcends places, colors, and all types of stuff. Hip hop is really big. It's grown a lot. You know what I mean? I discovered hip hop young as a kid, and it's been with me throughout my whole life.
So when you first heard it, you were like, wow, that sounds cool. I want to do it, be able to do that.
When I first heard it, it was everything. It was all around me.
Yeah.
So it was just like, that's all I heard.
You've been through a lot. You have an amazing story, and I wanted to ask you about that. So I saw and read that you've been in prison before, that you almost got life in prison. Is that true?
Yeah, I could have had life.
Well, how did that happen? How did that get to that point?
What do you mean? Like,
how did you end up in prison?
I shot somebody.
You shot someone?
Yeah.
And why?
It was over some gang stuff, over just territorial stuff.
At what age were you at that time?
I was probably like 20.
Oh, you were young. And so you almost got life in prison. What prevented you from getting life in prison?
I mean, the person didn't die.
Oh, they did not die?
No, they didn't die. I would have got life if the first shot would have hit. And but he didn't die, so he's still alive, God willing. And yeah. I'm here.
Have you seen the person since that happened, that whole incident? You went to jail, you got out. Have you seen the person since then?
No.
What would happen? We don't know until we're in a situation, but what do you think would happen if you saw that person again?
I mean, nothing.
Do you regret doing that now?
I don't regret it. I wouldn't say I regret it. I would definitely say that if I was put in that position, I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
If I could redo it, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
But I wouldn't say that I regret it, because I also learned a lot from that. You know what I mean? And I also got a lot from it too. So I think the person that I am right now is the person that I'm supposed to be, and that's because of the experiences that I've encountered.
And give me just a couple examples of what you learned from that situation, what you realized from that.
That, you know, one choice can, like, just change everything, yeah. You know what I mean? Also, just I found myself in prison. You know, 10 years was a long time. I was able to, you get time to really reflect.
Yeah.
And you get time to really see was what. So I think it was a blessing that I was able to have that time and have that moment to reflect.
What was prison life like? Was it boring, or what was it like for you?
It was different. As there was phases. When I first got into prison, I was more wild. I was more like still getting in the mix, still like, you know, doing things, because I felt like I was gonna get a life, and I felt like that was my third violent felony. Oh. So because of that, I was supposed to get life,
right?
They were supposed to give me something with life, let's say like 10 to life or 15 to life or something with the life at the end.
Right.
But my lawyer was able to argue some things, and I was able to get the second, I was able to turn that into my second violent felony. And that's, if it wasn't for that, then I would have been serving a life sentence. You know, I probably would have still been able to come home, but I would have been on parole indefinitely.
Amazing, right? Man.
So I think just me being in prison, you know, I felt like I was going to be in there for a long time. So I was responding in such a way, like I just didn't really care. But once I realized that there was light at the tunnel, and I had 10 years to do, which was a long time at that time, because when you're 20, 10 years is like forever, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I realized I had a time, and I didn't want no more time added to it, no additional time added to it, and I wanted to go home. So I turned prison at that phase, the second part of the phase, I turned prison into a university, if you would say, you know what I'm saying, instead of just further exasperating the thought process and all that shit.
Were you in a segregated jails, like they had the blacks in one, the whites in one, the Chinese in one, or were you mixed with the overall crowd of people, all races?
Yeah, they don't segregate.
Oh, they don't segregate?
Well, not there, not in New York.
Oh, not in New York. And was that hard on you? Like,
no.
Did everybody get along?
I felt like at that time I was already like, I already knew, like, because I grew up in the system, right? I grew up in juvenile homes and institutions. So I was already accustomed to being the only Chinese person, Asian person, only person that looked like myself in environments like that. So I was accustomed to, I already knew how to conduct myself. I knew, like, I was already used to it.
Right.
So it wasn't hard, but it was definitely that definitely taught me a lot of things in itself.
You were born and raised in New York, right?
Right.
Right. And were you raised by your father and mother?
Just my mother.
Just your mother.
My father was there for a little bit, and then he disappeared.
I read that your father was in a gang, isn't that right?
Right.
And how difficult was that for you growing up? Because I read that you said you would never want to be like your father, that you really hated him and you didn't want to be that way. How difficult was it growing up with a father who was a member of a gang?
I didn't feel like it was difficult at that time.
Oh, you did not?
Yeah, because I really didn't see. Didn't see the difference.
You were too young to see the difference?
Right.
When did you realize that he was a gang member?
Well, he was there until five. Once I was like around 5 years old, he was gone. He went to jail. And I saw the respect that he had. And then after he went to prison, I saw the shift. And then as I got a little older, I started realizing, like, okay, that's what this was. Like, this was a gang. So I kind of realized maybe like a little bit, I can't pinpoint when, but it was just normal to me at that time.
Oh, I see. Did you miss him when he went away first time?
I don't know, because he wasn't really there.
Oh, I see. You were closer to your mother
than
him.
Yeah, he was in and out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Where's your mother now?
She's around.
Oh, she is. And so are you still close to her?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, man. And I read that you...
Shout out to my mother. Hi, Mom.
I read that you hated your father for being in the gang. Is that true?
I mean, not for being in the gang. I hated him for something else. He jeopardized us. You know what I mean? Like he made his choices after that he made after he got arrested jeopardized me and my family, my mother.
Oh shit.
So that's why I hated him.
And when you say jeopardize, what do you mean? How did he jeopardize you and your mother?
He just, you know, he violated some street rules, some codes.
See. You know. And so by being in a gang, he put you and your mother's lives at risk as well.
Right.
Oh, I got it. And did you hate him?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You hated your father. What does it feel like to hate a father? What does it feel like to hate him?
It feels like... The hate was there from early because he was never there. And plus my mom, I didn't know what was going on, but I got the gist from my mom, whether she said whatever, from whatever she said or from just her language, her body language, how she reacted to certain things.
Right.
So I was always close to my mother, but I looked up to my father for a certain time. You know what I mean? But then after he left, it was like he would just leave and I would want to be with him. I would want to spend time with him.
Yeah.
But he would just be out doing this thing.
Right.
So that kind of, and then once he got arrested and then I felt the energy shifted. It was like, it was a little different. That turned into hate because I understood then what his actions and his decisions, you know, really showed me that he didn't really love us. He didn't love my mother or me. You know what I mean? And from there, that turned into hate.
So, if I'm hearing you correctly, your father never did anything personally to you to cause you to hate him. You just hated him with your mother's hate?
No. He made decisions. So, he made certain decisions when he got arrested. Like, he just, you know, gave some information that jeopardized us. That would have jeopardized us. That put us in jeopardy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, those decisions... And once I grew up and once I understood what he actually did, that turned into hate, coupled with my mother's hate and everything else that I saw and felt, the neglect and everything else.
I also read that you said you would never be like him. I have noticed that we become like what we hate.
Right.
I've noticed that men who hate their mothers become homosexuals and men who hate their fathers become whatever their father was, right? Were you surprised to know that your father was in a gang and all that trouble he brought to you, and you did not want to be like him, but you end up becoming like him? Did you ever wonder how did that happen? Because you became a gang member, you did the same thing. Isn't it interesting that you became like what you hate?
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, you look at it like you see, you know, when people grow up and you hear it all the time, their father abused their mother, and then they grow up to be, and they hate that.
Right.
They hate the fact that, you know, they witness this type of, you know, this, that. They witness, like, their father beating their mother. But then when they grow up, they end up doing that.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
And they also...
Or drugs. Like, you know, if you see your parents doing drugs, and you hate that,
You become
normal.
Like that, attracted
normal.
To
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
You become attracted to what you hate. Have you noticed that men who hate their mothers end up with women who are just like their mothers? They end up attracted to what they hate?
I don't know. I can't say that. I don't hate my mother, so
now,
I can never tell you.
Have you ever met young men who did resent their mothers and they end up with women that they can't handle that are just like their mothers?
I don't know. Most of the people I know love their mothers.
They do? Amazing.
Amazing.
Are you...
Do you love your mother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, after I stopped hating her.
Oh, so you hated her?
Most men and women hate their mothers.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, why you say that?
Because the mothers impose their lives on their kids. The mother turned the kids away from the father toward them by acting like victims. And they don't tell you what they did to the father, and the father couldn't handle them because the father ended up...
Oh, you're saying personally, but you're not... That's not happening all the time.
I mean, yeah.
So you're talking about every woman, every mother does that?
Yeah.
that's amazing.
So like at some point you realize, wow, I never wanted to be like my father, but I became like my father. I'm in a gang, I'm in jail. And when you realize that, what did you think about that?
Well,
did you find
I didn't hate the fact about the gang thing. You know what I mean? I actually, that was what I saw. That was what I wanted to be.
But you also, you wanted to be like your father as far as being a gang member?
Yeah.
Oh.
So like that I always felt like that was cool. I always felt like, you know, I wanted, because at that moment, at that point, I felt like, so when I was a kid, my father, like I said, my father was never there. My mom was young. She was like 18 when she had me, right? Wow. So she didn't speak English. She just came from a different country and she had a baby. My family didn't really want to raise me, because they didn't want to help, because they felt like she shouldn't have had me.
Right.
And so she was left to work. She had to work to bring money in.
Right.
But she had to, I couldn't be with her at work. So she would have to leave me here and here and all around.
Right.
And I always felt like a lack of love when I was a kid because of that. I always felt like I wanted to be with my mother, and I felt like she didn't want to be with me.
I totally, you know what I'm saying? That. Yeah.
But I didn't understand, you know, I couldn't understand why she was doing that, you know, because she had to actually get money so she could raise me.
Right.
But I just wanted to be with her, and I never saw her. And then my father, I never saw him either, right? So I felt like I wanted family. I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be a part of something. So when I saw this gang, this was what I felt like represented family. You know what I mean? Something that was kind of like a little broken for me. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
And when I saw that, I was like, yo, that's what I want. That's what I feel like is what, that's what family is. So I feel like this, my story is the same story as everybody else, everybody, most people that join gangs, whether they be black, white, Asian, whatever. I think
so. You joined a rival gang at 11 years old. That's
around
very
that,
young.
Yeah, some
did you have to be initiated? Did you have to do something to get into that gang?
Yeah. Like at that time, you know, I would have to hold guns, you know what I'm saying, hold weapons, do stuff like that.
You had to hold them?
Yeah.
So like when the other gang members wanted to go and shoot somebody, they'll tell you, hey, hold on to this gun until I come back. What do you mean you had to hold guns?
Well, you gotta understand. So like say you're a known gang member, right?
Okay.
Okay. So if you're walking this way, the police might stop you. There's a good chance that the police will stop you because you're a known gang member.
Right.
But if there's an 11-year-old kid across the street walking, they're not going to stop him.
Oh.
Because they'll stop you. So I'll just follow you around until you say, hey,
come in. That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Amazing, man. Were you nervous?
I don't remember. But I'm pretty sure. I mean, yeah, I was 11. But I wanted to do above and beyond to be a part of something. So I was down to do whatever.
Now that you're an adult, full-grown adult, and you're out of prison, is life better for you now?
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so are you nervous that one of the old rival gang members may see you and want to hurt you? Does that bother you?
I mean, it doesn't bother me. But, you know, if it's meant to happen, it'll happen, right? If it's meant to happen, it'll happen. I can't go around living my life in fear of something that I can't really control.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Absolutely. So the only best way I could do is just be on point. And when it comes, if it comes, then I have to handle it in a manner, in whatever manner that I see fit to, you know, whatever it may be. Right?
Right.
So, but I'm not inviting it.
Right.
And I'm not running from it either.
Amazing. So do you live in a different neighborhood or like a better neighborhood, trying to avoid that kind of stuff?
Well, New York City is different now. You been to New York City before?
Been a time, not recently, but I've gone there a lot.
When was the last time you was in New York City?
Maybe 2 years ago.
All right, have you been there in like say the 2000, like 90s or something like that?
I'm sure I have.
All right, so New York is a lot different in the 90s, 2000s than now. It's a lot different. Chinatown is a lot different. The neighborhoods are different, cleaned up. A lot of gangs that was there aren't there no more.
Oh, good.
So it's a little different out there.
Oh, good. So are you a Christian?
No.
You're not. Do you believe in God?
I believe in a higher power.
How about God?
I mean, I don't know what that means.
You don't know what God means?
I believe that there's a higher power that created us and everything around. I believe that, you know, I believe in that. But I don't believe in no name or no whatever, like a sect or something like that.
And so you believe that there is a higher power, right?
Right.
And what is a higher power? Where is it?
It's all around.
The higher power?
Yeah, I can't tell you that. That's not something that I know, right? But I do believe that there is a higher power. I believe that there is a maker.
And so if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying there is a higher power, but it's around you, right?
Yeah.
Do you believe that he's inside of you?
Yeah.
The higher power is inside?
Yeah, I believe that.
And why do you believe that?
Because I believe that the higher power is inside of everything. I believe that the higher power is all around. It's everywhere. The low power is here too. So I don't know, you know, in terms of like, you know, what I've realized is, and this is just me,
right.
You know, everybody right. has their own thing, right?
Right?
I believe that I used to be Christian, right?
You were raised
I was
a Christian?
No. I was raised Buddhist.
Oh, you're raised Buddhist?
Yeah, I was raised Buddhist. And then I practiced Christianity for a while, like, you know, just, I really didn't know what was going on. I just was doing it because everybody else was doing it.
Right.
But, and I feel like that's the thing. That's what a lot of people do. They do what other people do.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So they say they're Christianity.
Yep.
They say they're Christian, but they don't do shit that's in the book. They don't do anything. Right.
Right.
They're just saying, they just
they
call themselves Christian.
Yeah.
Right. Or they might go to church one time a week, but after that, they don't even listen. They're not even listening to whatever the priest is saying on the thing. They're just thinking about their poodle or the fucking lunch that they had yesterday, right? But because they sat in church, they feel like, oh, you know, I'm gonna go to heaven. So they're really doing it because of this thing that says that if I don't go to church or if I don't say that I'm Christian, I'm gonna go to hell. So I don't feel like that is like, you know, that's not what it's about, right?
Right.
So if you practice something, if you're practicing what's right, that's every day, every moment. That's wherever you go. That's all the time. That's not just on Sunday at 12 o'clock.
Amazing. How old are you now?
I'm 36.
Oh, okay. You look young.
Thank you.
But let me ask, so you're not a Buddhist now, right?
No.
What's the difference between being a Buddhist and a Christian?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. The difference between it is, Buddhism, the Buddhism that I grew up practicing was, there's different deities. It wasn't just one God. Like, there were different gods for whatever was going on, for whatever different things.
Right.
Right? So that was more Indian Buddhism. That's what I grew up, you know, but from the Buddhism that I know is more, it's less about God and doing what God says and more about just like the energy around and more like being a good person and more like just, you know, doing the right thing and like that. Like, it's more earthly, I guess that would say, right? I don't know, like everything, just reincarnation, what heaven or hell would be. Like, if you do the right thing,
right,
you would come back as something, you know, that would, you know, something better. But if you don't do well, then you come back like a roach or a fucking ant. I don't know what the fuck. A sock. I don't know.
Oh, so that's Buddhism, right?
But there's different beliefs. Like, you know, that's a lot of things that my family practiced Buddhism. But I feel like religion caused so much bloodshed. You know what I mean? Religion caused so much, way much more than it should have, in the name of God, right? That so much wars and so much crazy stuff has happened because of that. Because in the name of that, whether it's the right thing or wrong thing, I don't know. But so much of that happened because of that. And I feel like, you know, that's man-made shit. You know what I mean? I feel like the real God or the real whatever it is, the real maker, the real whatever it is, would not push that. That's not the agenda that they would push. Or that person, or whatever it is, whatever that energy or entity or whatever that is, it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be war and bloodshed and rape and pillage and that shit. It wouldn't be that.
And what is a Christian?
I don't know what is a Christian. I guess Christian is whoever believes in Christianity, Jesus.
Okay. Right? Do you love all people?
No, I don't love all people.
You don't love all people? Why not?
Because everybody doesn't deserve to be loved.
Really?
Right.
And you have met people who do not deserve to be loved.
Right.
Really? That's amazing. Why do people blame wars and bloodshed and all that on Christianity, on religion, rather than blaming on the evil of those people or that person's heart? Because religion doesn't make them do it. It's the evil in their heart that caused them to do it.
Right.
But why is religion blamed for it when religion is just a
because,
word?
Because they use that as propaganda. They use that as whether it's what it was meant for or not. I'm not saying that that's what it's meant for.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that's what
they
is
do
used.
Under the name of religion.
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Religion has been used by certain people to conquer, right? And that's all over history. Like, you
I
know?
Got you. So how do you decide who deserve love and who don't?
Well, me personally, if I were to love somebody.
You don't love all people because.
Do you love all people?
Yes.
So you love somebody that would rape a 5-year-old girl?
Yes.
Okay. I wouldn't love them.
Why not?
Because.
What?
I wouldn't love them. That's
why not?
Because they don't deserve that.
And what made them not deserve it?
By their actions.
And what actions is that?
By raping a 5-year-old girl. Well, in what world is that okay? So that person deserves to be
so
loved.
So when you shot at someone and almost killed them, did you deserve love?
No.
You did not deserve love?
No.
You deserved hate?
I mean, that was what I was pushing. That was what I was giving out. I don't think that at that moment I deserved that. You know what I'm saying?
So that people should have hated you for what you did.
Yeah.
They should have.
Well, yeah. I tried to take somebody's life. A life that didn't belong to me. A life that would affect that person and so many others. So, yes, I did deserve that at that time. But I believe that shooting somebody in a gang-related situation is a lot different than raping a little girl that has nothing to do with anything. That's like a different type of cruelty. That's a different type of criminality. You know what I'm saying? That's sick shit. That's some different shit. You know what I mean? It's a lot different than say, hey, I'm going to shoot this guy because there's a possibility this guy might shoot me or kill me or harm one of my guys. It's a lot different than me, oh, shit, I think this 5-year-old girl is fucking sexy. Let me fucking rape her.
What's the difference?
So, I mean, is there a difference to you?
I'm going
to
ask you.
Is there?
Yes.
No. Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? All right.
What's the difference in the spirit that made you want to shoot and kill someone as opposed to the spirit that made someone else want to rape someone? What's the difference? They both are hate spirits.
Yes. I mean, but I wouldn't say that raping a girl, a five-year-old girl, comes from hate.
But
I don't know if that would come from hate.
It didn't
I
come
think
from
that
love.
Comes from that might. I mean, but there's a gray area.
You think
it might come
it came from
lust.
Love?
It might come from some sick. I don't know if that comes from hate. I don't know if somebody rapes.
It doesn't come from love. Just like trying to kill someone didn't come from love.
No, it didn't.
And all you have is love or hate.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
You either love or you hate. There's no gray area. There's nothing in between. And
I don't
so
know
just
about
as
that.
You, the things that you did in life, that wasn't what you wanted to do, but there was something inside of you making you do it. Is that true? You didn't want to hurt people. You didn't want to go to jail. You didn't want to try to kill someone, but you couldn't help yourself. It's like something inside of you made you do the things you didn't want to do, right?
I guess, but then at the same time, I feel like that was the choice. That was the life. That was the gang mentality.
But
I feel like when somebody rapes somebody.
I know, but stay with me on this first. Did you want to hurt someone, or was there something inside of you causing you to want to do it?
No, I wanted to hurt people.
So you have love and you just wanted to go out and kill people?
No, I didn't want to go out to kill people. But what I'm saying is,
hold up, can I finish my thought? Yeah, but what made you go out to do it?
Let me finish my thought
go ahead.
Then I'll tell you, all right? So what I was saying was that when you're in a gang, that's part of the life.
Right.
Right? That's part of life. So it wasn't like I was deranged and voices was in my head that pushed me to do something. I was in this life, and I knew going in there that this life right here, there's a possibility you might have to kill somebody or you might get killed. That's just, it was prevalent. It was all around. That was a decision that I made.
Right.
It wasn't like a force pushed me to do it. I was already, I signed up for it. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
So now what I'm saying is that's a lot different than a grown man like yourself wanting to physically rape or have sex with a five-year-old child or anything like that. That's a lot different. And by you saying that, trying to compare and trying to, like, you know, put the sandwich on top of the fucking bread and the meat and shit, that shit doesn't make sense to me.
Had you grown up with perfect love, would you have wanted to go and join a gang?
I don't know. That's like if I fucking didn't drink coffee, would I be coming out here?
Do you think that a rapist had, he or she, because you have women rapists too, had he or she grown up with perfect love from their parents, would they want to go out and rape?
I don't know. You don't know what makes people tick. You don't know what, like.
But we can know.
Hold on. I'm pretty sure there's points where a child grew up with a loving family, with everything that they could possibly have, but still grew up to be something bad, like a killer or a rapist or whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's just certain things that makes different people tick and make different people see different things and think different things. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, yes, your family, your mother, your father, the love that you get does play a factor, but that's not always the deciding factor.
Do you think that boys and girls can be raised by good parents and they turn out to be bad?
Yes.
No, impossible.
Impossible?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
How can bad come from good?
Because, once again, you never know how people tick. You know, some people are wired differently than other people. You know what I mean? You can't just say, everybody is not the same. People are different. You know what I mean? People think differently. People have different shit going on in here that, you know, is that cause different reactions. Now, what I'm saying is the majority of it, okay, fine. The majority of it is that, but you have a lot of instances where I've been in jail with a lot of people that has great families. You're going to shake your head like, no?
Nope.
No,
they're not.
So you know everybody on this earth.
I know that it's impossible, absolutely impossible, to be raised with good parents and you turn out bad. Impossible.
What's in this
good,
cup?
Good does not produce.
What are you drinking, man?
Good does not produce evil.
Hey, I'm not going to sit here and argue with
the
you
about
that.
The parents could have been phony and pretending to be good. They could be reading the Bible. They can pretend like they're good. They can even feed you and house you, but yet be no good parents. I got to ask because of time, do you believe human beings are in a fallen state?
I believe that human beings have been in a fallen state for a long time. Yeah.
Is it possible to overcome that fallen state?
I believe so.
How?
If I tell you this, I might have to run for president or something. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what I think. But I believe in humanity. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, with the right things and the right shit going on, people could change.
They can overcome the fallen state?
I feel so.
But you don't quite know how?
Nah, I'm not. I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's above my pay grade, my guy.
Oh, well, you're going to get a raise now. I'm going to tell you how in a minute. Do you believe racism exists?
Absolutely.
And where's your proof of that?
My proof?
Yes.
When was the last time you stepped inside of a prison?
About a year or two.
Okay. Where was this prison at?
Up north.
Where?
Up in, I believe we were up in the Fresno area, somewhere over there.
How many black people did you see there?
A truckload. Everybody and their mama.
I think that's every state.
Right.
I think that's a pure sign of racism to me.
That's your proof?
I think so.
Is your proof that blacks in prison, that's a proof of racism?
Yep.
Had they not done the crime, would they be doing the time?
Yeah, but it's bigger than the crime, my friend.
How is that?
Because it's all right. So, what I know about prison, and I have a lot of experience in prison. Prison is a business, right?
Yeah, of course. Prison. And it should be.
So when prison is a business, somebody has to fill these prisons because the money needs to be made. Correct.
Right.
Right, so like if you have a pig farm and you run out of pigs, what the fuck is going on? You gotta go find some pigs, correct?
Right.
Okay, so when you have a prison and there's a fucking business, you have to find prisoners, correct?
Right.
Okay, hold on, let me let me finish, don't you cut me off.
Do
not cut me, hold up, don't ask me a question before I finish.
Zip it.
Listen,
you,
hold on. I'm not finished.
You're not.
I'm not finished.
If they didn't do the crime,
I'm not.
Why can't you answer the question? We don't have much time.
Finished. So let me finish,
make
and then we won't do this. Hold up.
Yep, zip.
Okay.
Make it a short.
So what I'm saying is, the prisons have to be filled, and somebody has to fill them. So if the white people, if there are people in position of this country, and the majority of the people are black, that's a sign of racism to me.
So if they didn't do the crime, would they be doing the time?
How are the drugs brought into how are drugs, guns, and everything else brought into these areas? Why is this so prevalent in these areas and it's not in other areas? That's a question, because that immediately results in crime. Do you agree?
No.
You don't agree.
Uh-uh.
You don't agree that if we populate drugs, if we make drugs accessible right here and guns accessible right here to these people that don't have shit, that's not going to increase crime?
That's not racism.
Why not? How is that not racism?
Because it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Racism does not exist.
It's a made up lie. May I tell you why?
Amazing. Who is this guy? Like, what the hell? What the fuck am I at right now? What is this?
And so I grew up under the Jim Crow law. You ever heard of that?
Yes. That's not racism?
On a plantation. Born and raised on a plantation in Alabama.
Wow.
Not one time did anyone in my family pick up guns or take drugs or hate white people or blame anyone for their situation. And we grew up in a tin roof home, outdoors bathroom. If that causes crime, why didn't I see it then?
Because maybe drugs wasn't made available.
No,
there's different things.
No, they were around.
Well, listen, I'm not going to sit here and try to debate with you on what I believe And I think a lot of people out there, hey guys, everybody, I think a lot of people is going to agree that drugs and guns is going to and poverty is going to enhance criminal behavior. It's just going to promote it, right? So now what I'm telling you is, how can you come from the Jim Crow? How can you come from a plantation and not believe that there is racism? Like, is that, that's like fucking retarded to me. I don't even understand that shit.
Because it doesn't exist. It's a made up lie by the children of the lie.
So you remind me of this officer that was in jail with me before that. He was an officer there.
Was he black?
And he was black, but he said that he wasn't black. He said he was actually French Canadian.
Oh. Yeah. So he really wasn't black?
No, he was black like you. He was black. Are you black?
From a different country.
Are you black?
As the Ace of Spades.
So, I mean,
but let
black.
Me ask you this. If these people who take these drugs and commit these crimes and do anything, if they had character, if they were men and women of character, would they be doing that?
Would they be doing what?
Killing and using drugs and things like that.
Listen, let me tell you something.
You're not answering that question.
No, I'm about to tell you something right now. I'm about to answer it right now.
You're not answering my question.
Have you ever seen a drug addict?
Yeah.
Okay. Drugs fuck people up. They turn people into different shit.
Right.
So when you put drugs into play, it turns people into different people. Different
but
fucking
what's
things
wrong
start
with
working.
Them before they take the drug that causes them to take drugs. What made them take
the same
drugs?
Thing that's wrong with you, or the same thing that's wrong with me, or
what's
the same
that?
Thing, or the same thing. If they seen it all their lives, if they seen it, I just came. If they seen people using drugs all their lives, then it becomes normal.
My
then
son
it becomes
grew up
normal.
In New York. My son grew up in New York. He lived.
Your
around,
son is one person.
He lived around.
Your
people
son
that
is
he
one
saw
person.
Take drugs.
Your son is
there
one
were
person.
People in his family on his mother's side who drank, who took drugs, who did all those things. He had friends going through school who did it. He never did it at all. He
that's one
drank,
person. That's but, so one. It's not how true. Can you? How can you? How can you judge a whole nation of people and a whole group of people by one person? That's fucking retarded.
If a man or a woman or a child had a man or woman of character, would they do drugs?
Jesus Christ! Yo, man, how you doing today?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Can you answer that? If they had character, if they were men and women of character.
I think I answered this like 30 times already, man.
Maybe
like,
I'm black and slow.
You're going to keep on.
If they
you
were,
say you're black, you're slow. What did you say?
I'm black and slow, so it'll take me a little while. So
amazing.
If men and women of character, would they do drugs? Kill others if they had
what is,
character.
What is explain of character? Explain that to
if
me.
If they loved all people.
If they loved all people, would they take drugs?
Right.
I believe so.
You know, okay. So what's your impression of race relations in America today?
I feel like it differs in different places.
Meaning what?
Meaning in New York City, it's a lot different than, let's say, Alabama. Or even California, or even Texas, it differs depending on where you're at. Where I'm from, New York City, there's not. I really don't see a lot of racism.
From New York.
New York City.
Do you see it here in California?
I don't know. I mean, but from what I've observed and what I've seen in in different things, I believe it's a lot more prevalent in other places than New York City. New York City is a melting pot. You know what I mean? You grow. You have Russians here, Chinese
over.
People everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's
no, it's a lot different. It's
no,
a lot different
it's
because
like
even
California.
If you come to LA, there's different parts. The Asian people are here. The black people are here. The Mexicans are here. It's a lot different. In New York, it's like this. It's like right down the block or right. Here,
so
like,
do they get along? The races get along fine in New York? Are you saying that?
I think that racism still. I think that there's different. I think there's like misunderstanding. There is present amongst different cultures and different races, but I think it's more prevalent in different areas.
Amazing. What's your impression of black people?
They're people.
There are people?
Yes.
Why they're so out of control? Most of them are literally out of control. The men are weak, the women are angry, and the kids are crazy. Why are they so out of control? Not all, but most. Why are they so out of control? The blacks.
I believe it was designed like that.
You believe it was designed like that?
Yeah.
By who?
By whoever's in control.
And who is in control? Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West?
By whoever's in control, I believe. And this is, goes back to what I was saying about the drugs and about all of this stuff. I feel like somebody has to fill these jails.
Amazing. So do you believe if blacks were raised by fathers and mothers together who were good, decent people, that they would be out of control still?
No, I definitely don't believe that.
So who is controlling this to make them act?
Whoever's bringing these drugs in and whoever's making these laws and whoever's doing all this stuff and whoever's responsible for whatever system that we have right now, I believe
but
that.
But you don't know who it is. You just believe somebody.
Whoever's in control.
In control of the blacks or in control of the world?
Control of the world, of our country, of policy, of whatever.
I know you agree with me on this one.
Dude, you don't know.
No.
Because I don't know.
No.
you said some crazy shit.
Have you noticed that most black people hate white people?
Have I noticed most black people hate white people?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I would say that a lot of black people have indifferences with white people, and that's understandable.
Why is that understandable?
I mean, because we're like fresh from slavery. How long ago was slavery around? People are still affected by that.
But why didn't they hate them? Why, when I was growing up, blacks didn't hate whites? They didn't blame them or anything.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I think okay. It was something in the water where you was at. I don't know. Amazing.
Yeah. So you are Chinese, right? So how do the Chinese people see things or see the race? How do they see race?
How do Chinese people see race?
Yeah.
I think Chinese people we're insular people. Like, you know, our culture is like to keep it. You know what I mean? And then we don't really like, you know, to deal outside. I think that's just how the culture was.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And I think, yeah.
Are they afraid of the black people?
I believe a lot of Chinese people are.
Yeah.
I believe so. But then I also know that Chinese people are afraid of white people too.
Yeah, but why are they afraid of the blacks?
By, you know, just what was depicted in the media, also just by being in the neighborhoods and seeing all the crime and all that stuff.
I've noticed that when the Chinese first stopped, well, I don't know about first, but when they moved into LA area, into the inner cities, blacks, rather than learning from them, because the Chinese would set up businesses and they would try to be nice, and rather than learning from them, the blacks would attack them, steal from them, and just really as though they had done something to them.
I wouldn't say that's a black or a race thing. I would say
Why would you call that race thing?
I would say that as being a poverty thing. That's a class issue. That is a class issue. Listen, let me tell you something. As much as you saying that black people are doing wild stuff, white people did a lot more wilder.
Like what?
I never seen a black person hang a Chinese person.
Amazing!
I never seen that. I never seen a black person hang or kill or do anything like that just because they were a different color or
I've never seen that either. I've never seen a white person hang a black person because they were black. Have you ever seen a white person hang a black person because they were black?
I've seen a lot of, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it personally, but
you see it?
I read about it.
Don't believe what you read.
What? But how, so, okay, all right.
Well, all right.
Hold on. Well, let's not do that. So I wasn't around for that. But I have never seen a black person go in a white church and shoot up the whole church either.
Well, you have been around a long time.
Have you seen that? When was the last time you saw that?
They're doing it right now in Chicago.
Shooting white people. Shooting white
more
people.
More black people kill, rob, and rape and assault white people than white people do to blacks. And they just don't show it to you in the media. Because they want to deceive you and make you think that is one-sided.
So you're telling you're telling me that black people hurt.
Hey, you're not gonna get it. They want to give this idea that only white people are bad and everybody else a victim. It's just not true.
I'm not saying only white people are bad, but what you're saying is only black people are bad.
No,
and I'm just trying
that.
To show you that everybody is bad.
No, that's not true. You can find amazing. Bad in all races.
Hey, guys, this guy right here is amazing.
So in your video, you explain why you use the N-word. You're the only other race on earth that can get away with using the N-word. Tell me about why you use the N-word.
I don't use the word.
You don't use the word?
Have you heard me say that word yet?
No, you explain why you use it. I haven't heard you say it.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has really heard me say that word.
But why were you explaining why you said it?
Well, I was explaining why I used to say the word.
Right.
Right.
Why okay. did you used to say it?
Because that was just how I grew. Like, when I grew up, there wasn't a negative connotation to that word. That word was just thrown all around.
Yeah.
And it was a regular word, just like if I was to say bro or brother or homie, it's the same thing, right? So right. Now, when I came up, that's how I was introduced to that word. So not knowing, I used the word, and it was accepted for me to use the word because nobody else said anything else. Now, once I got educated and once I saw that, you know, that word means different things to different people, and me being a person that's in entertainment or being out there, I have to respect other people that may not feel the same way the people around me feel. So I decided to not use that word, to take that word out of my vocabulary.
What is a man?
A man is a person, a real man. A man to me is a person that takes care of their responsibilities and their family.
Are you married with children?
No.
No family. Do you plan on marrying, having children?
Yeah.
You do? Oh. Okay. How important is a family to you?
Family is very important.
I got to ask you about the Great White Hope.
Who's the Great White Hope?
Ain't but one.
What, Jesus?
President Donald Trump.
Amazing. Get the fuck out of here. That's the Great White Hope?
Yeah. Nah.
I think you just be saying shit just to fucking get people to fucking... I think you're good, this guy. You're like fucking 6'9".
But why am I just saying that he is the Great White Hope?
Why is he the Great White Hope?
You see how
he's there. Amazing. What the hell?
You see how he's handling... You see how he's dealing with the children of the lie, right?
What's that? Please explain to me.
The children of the lie? The liberal media, the Democratic Party, the right-wing Republicans, the black race hustlers, the never Trumpers. He's dealing with them in Washington, D.C. He's making America great again. Have you noticed that?
I haven't really been paying attention.
Do you vote?
Nah. I'm not allowed to vote.
Oh, I see. If you were allowed to vote, and I know it's an if, would you vote for the Great White Hope?
I don't think so.
He's a real man.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think that he's, I don't even think that he was really expecting to be a president. I thought he was just, I think he was just, he didn't expect to be the president.
No,
and I don't think that he ran to even try to be the president. I think that he was just running just so he could sell another show and be bigger. And it just
Take
so happened
word, that's not true. That everything he does it intentionally. And he does
Do you have a poster of Donald Trump in your room? Amazing. Somebody get a picture of this man's room. I think you got like a big, do you have a doll, like a blow-up doll of Donald Trump?
Listen, everything he does it to win.
Jesus.
Have you noticed he's a winner? Do you know who Kanye West is?
Yeah, I know Kanye.
What do you think of him supporting the president and getting into politics?
I guess his choice. That's
you like you respect him?
Who, Kanye?
Kanye West.
I mean, yeah. So from what I know, I don't know him, though.
But you like the fact that he promoted the Great White Hope and he got into politics? Because you don't get into politics,
Yeah, I don't really. Right. I like the fact that he believed in something and was strong enough to stand up for it, no matter even though whatever flack he may have
right,
gotten or
that's
whatever.
Right.
I believe that, you know, that's what he believed in. So that's
so. The president's going to be running in 2020 again. He's going to win.
I'm voting for Andrew Yang.
Who's that? Oh, that guy from Chicago?
He's running. He's He's a Chinese guy running for
president. Oh, that's a guy that want to give away free stuff?
Yeah.
No, he's a socialist. Don't go for that.
Why not?
You're a capitalist. You're not a socialist, are you?
How you know what I am?
We thought you were a working man. You're a rapper.
So are you a capitalist? Let me drink this shit. Let me drink this right here.
Are you a socialist or a rapid? I mean, capitalist.
Yo, that shit is strong. What the fuck is that?
Good water.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what I am, man. I'm just somebody that's just trying to change my story. That's it. I'm just trying to be a good person, and you know.
Oh, let me tell you how to be a good person.
Listen, we could talk about that later, man.
No, overcome your anger. Get over your anger.
Hey, listen.
You become a good person.
That's the smartest shit you said this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good shit right there.
And that's how
that's important.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even fucking around right here. That's that was the real deal.
And that's how you come out of the fallen state too. You gotta forgive and come out of that anger and then you'll be free.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I'm working with that.
Good, man. If I could be able to help, let me know. All right. I've been doing it for 29 years. I help with people around the world overcome their anger.
Wow.
Because it's abnormal, especially for men. I work with men and women, all races. But men who have anger or women, it's abnormal for a man to have anger. That's the nature of a woman.
Yeah?
Yeah, so we show you how to overcome that so you can become your real self again.
All right.
So if I can help you, let me know.
I'll take you up on that offer, man.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. So anything you want to promote? Are you on a tour or anything you're selling or anything?
I have new music out. I have new shows out. Mac Eats. You can find it on China Mac TV, Instagram, China Mac. And thanks for having me. I wasn't even expecting this. I didn't know what I was walking into. This was just like, this was kind of crazy. But it was a pleasure meeting you, man.
So did you have fun?
I had great time.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget we have all types of merch and donate to the nonprofit and all kind of good stuff to the Fallen State, all right? Let me hear from you. Thank you so much.
Next time on the Fallen State.
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
If you're not living a life that is according to the principles of God, yes.
Are you a homosexual?
I am a same gender loving man.
I'm black and slow. Does that mean you're a homosexual?
I could be considered a homosexual.
Are you considered? I don't want to think of you if
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah, I'm a homosexual.
And so you're a homosexual pastor?
I am a homosexual pastor, yes.
And so how did your nation go from a natural nature of being a man or male to an unnatural nature of becoming a woman?
You're being disrespectful.
I asked if you were calling him husband or wife. Come back. Well, he's gone. Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.